Back home, and a national school, which is located at the Islamic Cultural Centre in Dublin, is expected to reopen this morning after the Easter holidays, but most of the rest of the site will remain closed to the public. Security concerns were cited for the centre's sudden closure last week, and it's still unclear when it will fully reopen. Our reporter, Joan O'Sullivan, has been following this story and she joins us now. So, Joan, I think we better go back first of all, because the detail which emerged last week was limited. At this point, what do we know about the closure of the Islamic Cultural Centre and, more importantly, why it closed?
So last Wednesday, a notice appeared on the gates of the centre saying that due to a troubling incident that took place there the previous Saturday, the centre's management had no choice but to close the site. It said the decision was made for the safety and well-being of the community. Now, obviously, this led to widespread speculation about what had happened. And on Friday, the centre released an official statement. It said that on Saturday, April 19th, that was the previous Saturday, the Islamic Cultural Centre's board had scheduled a meeting for the parents of children enrolled at the Quranic school there, but that attempts were made to disrupt the meeting. The statement continued that following an incident and in light of credible information received by the board regarding planned protests, including potential attempts to breach the centre's gates and forcibly take control of the premises, the board had decided that maintaining security would be impossible if the centre remained opened. It said the centre would be closed as it undertook a full review of its security. In the meantime, the board was also conducting a comprehensive audit to address legal, financial and governance issues.
So if the centre was closed, Joan, does that mean Friday prayers didn't take place?
Yeah, that's right. The mosque did not reopen for Friday prayers. And I did meet people there that afternoon who didn't know it had been closed and had turned up expecting to be able to attend. There was a small group who prayed outside the gate. Many people I spoke to expressed their sadness and their confusion about the closure. And this was all happening amid a heightened security presence at the centre. There were a number of security personnel on duty inside the grounds, and there was a Garda presence on the main road outside.
What did we learn then over the weekend?
Well, yesterday, the religious school, which had been based at the Islamic Cultural Centre until earlier this month, they issued a statement. The Nurul Huda Quranic School has re-registered independently of the centre and it's now offering classes via Zoom. In their statement, they rejected allegations of wrongdoing and said that all financial information requested by the centre's administration had been provided with full transparency. However, it said the personal data of parents and students were withheld in compliance with Irish data protection laws. The statement said that school fees submitted by cash or bank transfer were transferred officially and appropriately to the executive management and noted that an external audit was conducted annually and had never raised concerns.
So then today, this morning, there is a national school which is separate to the Quranic school, a national school which also operates on the site. How is that going to be affected?
So the Department of Education confirmed yesterday that that school will reopen. A spokesperson said the department understands that the Muslim National School will open as expected following holidays and the department has been in contact with parents to confirm this. I also spoke to a spokesperson for the ICCI board and they said the school would open as normal, but there would be additional security in place and he understood there would be a Garda presence. A creche based at the site will also be functioning. Now, our colleague Carl Coleman has been speaking to one of the parents at the Muslim National School. Arjumand Yunus has two children attending the school and she told Carl that they were looking forward to the reopening.
Well, we're very happy that the school is reopening because the whole last week we were very stressed and, you know, we were uncertain whether or not it will open because they share the same premises. The access to the school is through the Islamic Center. So all the parents were freaking out. But I guess the school administration and the whole principal and staff worked very hard and the board of management of the school worked and negotiated with the Islamic Center management to get it reopened. We are very happy, of course, that it's reopening and our school's education will, our children's education will not suffer. But at the same time, we're kind of worried because there have been a lot of conditions for the access, and there's a lot of parents who come from very far away. There's some parents who's, you know, who drop their kids from as far as Kildare because it's a Muslim school with a religious ethos, and some of the moms have infants in the cars, and how they're going to, you know, park a little bit far and drop their kids there. Now it's going to be very, very tricky.
What would you like to see happen now?
We would like things to go back to normal the way they were, because, you know, it's like we didn't, although the school has nothing to do with the ICCI, they are totally separate and it's run under Islamic Foundation of Ireland, which is separate to Islamic Cultural Center of Ireland. But all the activities, we had access to the cultural spaces there, the events hall. As part of Parents Association, I was even organizing the Eid party for next month, and I had booked the events hall, which was part of the Islamic Center. We never thought of it as, you know, separate entities. We are quite worried and we want things to go back as they were.
That's Arjumand Yunus there, who has two children attending the Muslim National School. It's reopening today. But Joan, what about the place of worship, the mosque? Is it open?
No, it's not. I specifically asked about the mosque when I was speaking to that board member, and was told that it wasn't possible to reopen it because management couldn't ensure the safety and security of the public. He said that once the security concerns were dealt with, then they would be in a position to fully reopen.
Joan, thank you very much. Our reporter, Joan O'Sullivan.